Joseph Ray Torres of Oneida realized he was two-spirit when he was on a path to self-discovery. It's Friday, November 29th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, in today's episode of Wisconsin Life, we'll hear more about Torres's journey in embracing masculine and feminine identities. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, host of Beta. Beta is pioneering.
You know, hitman's living in the shadows, and you have to be anonymous, and you have to be kind of emotionally closed off.
And provocative.
My father used to say that he would punch you so hard that you would go back up to God.
And always playful. Gangbusters? Gangbusters,
yeah. That's it.
Saturdays at 11 and Sundays at 10 on WPR News.
It's time for a special episode of Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a story about discovering who you truly are.
While Joseph Ray Torres of Oneida was on his path of self-discovery, something finally clicked for him. He realized he was two-spirit, which for him meant embracing masculine and feminine identities. Torres talked about this with his adopted nephew and mentee, Corey Carline of Green Bay, during a StoryCorps mobile tour stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
My name is Corey. I am 33 years old. I am an Indigenous Mexican student, doctoral candidate at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay.
My name is Joseph, age 58. I'm a recent graduate from UWGB. I graduated with a double major in First Nations Studies and Business Administration. I am also Indigenous and Mexican. I identify as a proud two-spirit gay man as well.
When you were growing up, what did your Indigenous identities mean to you?
My mom, she went to a mission school. And so I was raised very Christian. And my dad was Mexican and Pueblo from Dallas, Texas. Because they both dealt with so much racism, even though my mom spoke full-blooded Oneida, she never spoke it to us. And my dad, who was his first language was Spanish, he would not speak it to us. They were both very loving, hardworking parents. But at the same time, I look back and I feel a little bit cheated, not because of anything they did, just because of what they went through. They didn't want us kids to go through that. But I guess I saw other Oneidas and I knew I was Oneida, but I didn't really know what it meant until years later.
What do these identities mean to you now?
Well, they help me keep grounded. They help give me self-confidence. They let me know that I have a place in society, you know, and then coming out as well was very hard. My family took it really well, and my mom, of course, being Christian, was the one that had the hardest time dealing with it. And I was really close to my mom, but because of her Christianity, her response was, believe in the power of prayer. You know, and one of the best gifts I ever received, a friend gave me a book by Walter Williams called Sexual Diversity in Native American Culture, The Flesh and the Spirit. And that really empowered me, gave me an identity that more than anything confirmed that a long time ago before Europeans, Christianity, colonization, two-spirit people were revered. It was believed we were given special gifts. We were given very high roles in our society. There was no such thing as coming out. It just was. It was believed that the Creator made us, and it was also considered to be gifted because we could understand both the masculine and the feminine side of things. And a lot of times when kids were left orphaned, they were given to a two-spirit individual, because in Native American culture, they thought, what better to raise a child than someone that has both the feminine and masculine energy to be both the mother and the father. So, and then just learning more about my culture, just reading books on my own, and especially going to UWGB and majoring in First Nations Studies, I really learned a lot more about my own Oneida culture specifically. It means a lot to me now. I'm proud to be Mexican, Pueblo, Oneida, two-spirit, proud to be gay, proud to be everything that I am.
I've had the life-changing gift of your mentorship and advice for as long as I can remember.
Well, I'm very proud of you. You've come a long, long way, so.
We're all proud of you too.
That was Joseph Ray Torres of Oneida and Corey Carline of Green Bay. Their interview was recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of WPR and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News and A Little Wisconsin Life. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Have a fantastic rest of your day and a great weekend. We'll be back in your podcast feed on Monday morning. Until then, we'll talk to you again soon.